Catholic Charities just named a new CEO, and joining us is Dave Woodyard, the Chief Executive Officer for the Catholic Charities of Dallas. Dave, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you taking the time.
Now, tell us a little bit about your background and what you did before you were named the new CEO of Catholic Charities of Dallas.
Well, thanks, Diane. My career and professional life really has been spent in and around service and hospitality. I worked, as a young boy, throwing papers and washing dishes and raking leaves and doing things like that. But eventually ended up in the private club world with a company called Club Corp based here in Dallas, and spent many years with them in club management and then in other operational development, mergers and acquisitions, and other roles before moving into a consulting role, which there too focused on service, hospitality, membership, and association work. So a broad spectrum of experiences and opportunities to learn and do things over the years, including working internationally and meeting and interacting with many cultures around the world.
And were you involved with Catholic Charities before you were named the CEO?
No, not directly. Of course, would attend the Bishop's Gala and other fundraisers like that. My more direct Catholic philanthropic experience has been serving on Bishop Dunn's board and a former trustee of the Catholic Foundation.
And what made you feel the call to apply for the position of CEO of Catholic Charities of Dallas?
Well, I heard about the opportunity through some friends and people that knew me and knew my past and my background and my love of the faith and of service, and said, this might be a good thing for you to look at, and which, of course, I did, and saw the different opportunities and needs in the community, and looked at my role and potential role in that, and saw a great match. I think that the things I've done in the past really align me from an experience base to help Catholic Charities of Dallas move in the right direction and growth and serving more, and especially those in the giving gap, if you will, of need that fall through the cracks.
And what do you hope to bring to Catholic Charities of Dallas with your experience?
Well, I want to work with this great team that already exists today. There's been a great heritage built here at Catholic Charities, not only here in Dallas, but of course nationally. And help the team to grow together even further, to bring on additional team members as needed to serve those in need, to help the board of directors work to ever expand the vision in the accomplishments of the mission, if you will, and ultimately to serve more. Now, exactly what that means and how that looks, I'm going to defer to our next interview possibly, as it's now week one for me as I learn more, because I really am focused right now on listening and learning, and then with that knowledge of others and those around us, employees, the clients we serve, the donors, the board, the diocese, then taking that education and using that to serve those going forward.
And talk about your community work, your charity work that you've done in the past.
Well, I mentioned a couple already. I did serve in a committee capacity with Limbs for Life in the past, and of course been involved with our church, All Saints, where we're parishioners. I serve on the finance council there and in other parishes that we lived in as we traveled around the country.
And when were you named the new CEO? When did you find out?
Gosh, right at the beginning of February, I guess, is when we finally kind of consummated everything. But then because of my need to close up my existing businesses and as well as notifying those in closest to charities in the right way, we went through kind of an announcement process in mid to late February. I took on the reins as of February 29th.
And what was your immediate reaction when you found out the news?
Oh, excited. Yeah, I feel blessed to have been selected and given this great opportunity. It's a huge challenge, a lot to do, but I think we can make a great difference together, and I'm just really excited to be a part of it.
And as you take on this new role, what are the needs in this area regarding, people that are in need of, assistance?
Well, Diane, it's, gosh, there's no end to the need. And I think you've heard through the news and in probably different interviews There's a big focus in Dallas right now, as it should be, on the fact that we have a great number of folks in need in all types of areas. And we can't be everything for everybody, but we want to make sure we're really looking at those ways that we can be as impactful as we can for as many as we can. And through that as well, I think it's going to be important for us to understand and work with other agencies that are serving those in need here in the Dallas community and working collaboratively with them so that together we're more efficient and effective and ultimately get more good to those that, really are in those gaps of need.
And tell us a little bit more about your family and, you know, who it consists of and what their reaction was when you were named the new CEO.
Well, my bride is Kathleen, and she was very excited to hear the news and very supportive, of course. We're the proud parents of five kids. We have four girls and a boy, and also have five grandchildren, which consist of four boys and a girl. So we got the reverse and get to have a lot of fun with them. Three of our kids live here in Dallas, two live elsewhere, one in South Carolina. Our second oldest and our youngest daughter lives in Chicago.
And what are your future goals as the CEO? Like, what is your long-term vision?
Well, interesting question, and one I've already been asked, and the short answer is bigger, brighter, and better. But specifically, I'm going to defer that as well because I really want to make sure that I'm listening and learning to all those that we serve and work with in our mission here, and particularly that as we work with the board to further our strategic mission and our vision, that we incorporate that into what we're going to get done as a whole. So when people ask me about my vision, honestly, it is my work is to help facilitate and enable the vision of us collectively in serving the overall mission of Catholic Charity. So my vision is that, is to help fulfill that. And specifically, tactically, how we do that and strategically are things that we're still working on and, of course, I'm learning about.
And what do you know about Catholic Charities and its history regarding how they serve the people of Dallas?
Well, it's all founded around Catholic social teaching, and we obviously have different missions that are helping with resettlement and food pantry services, legal services, adoptive services, and others that seniors and youth alike. So it's a multi-pronged approach to trying to serve those in need. And obviously we will continue to work with and benchmark with other Catholic Charities around the country, as well as the Catholic Charities, the USA organization too.
And what is your message to the people as a new CEO?
I just look forward to meeting as many of you as I possibly can, as quickly as I can, and developing great relationships so that we can work together on completing our mission and fulfilling it and growing it as we move forward together. So I'm anxious to meet everyone and look forward to their help and support. It won't be about me. It's about us and about a team energized to cause great things to happen, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us about yourself and your background. And we look forward to you serving as the new Chief Executive Officer of Catholic Charities of Dallas.
Well, Diane, thanks so much for your time and appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Thank you.